Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on God's will for your healing was recorded at our 2009 Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Amen. Your faith isn't making God move. God has already generated the power. He's provided everything that you need. But your faith is going to be dependent upon how much you seek the Lord and whether you turn off the unbelief and whether you listen to the Word and things like this. And so there are laws that govern things. And you know what? As much as God loves you, He's not just going to suspend His laws for you. Some of you think, well, if He really loved me, He'd do it. No. God, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, that God upholds all things by the word of His power. He created everything by words. He holds it together by words. If God was to violate His word, the universe would self-destruct. He upholds, He holds everything together by the power that's in His word. If He ever broke His promise, He and the universe, you and I, everything would self-destruct. It's held together by the power of His Word. He cannot lie. He will not lie. You know, if somebody was about to fall off a 10-story building, God created a law of gravity. And that law that God created for our good. Like right now, you are sitting in that chair and you aren't having to work to sit in that chair. Gravity's holding you there. We don't have to provide seat belts and hold you down. We don't have to bolt the seats to the floor because gravity is working and we depend on it. God meant it for our good. It's how you drive a car. It's what keeps it from flying off the road when you go around a corner is gravity. Gravity is something that we use. It's a law that God created. But did you know that that law kills people if they don't cooperate? If you walk off a 10-story building, that same law that God intended for your good will kill you. And even though God loves you, He's not going to stop the law of gravity to save your life and let a million people on the roads in Dallas-Fort Worth die because all of a sudden gravity was suspended because He wanted to protect this person over here who had violated that law. No, they're laws and they're constant and they don't change. And even though it kills people, it was never intended to kill people, but ignorance of the laws, going contrary to the laws, will actually kill you. And did you know, you may sit there and you may say, well, I've never heard about this saying, death and life being in the power of the tongue. It doesn't matter if you've heard about it or not, it'll kill you if you aren't using it properly. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. A person could go up and pick up a live wire, and if they're grounded, did you know it's not personal? The electric company doesn't send electricity out there to kill them just to teach them a lesson and to make an example out of them. There's nothing personal to it, but you know what? It'll kill that person because they violated the laws. And you may not mean anything personal by it, but you know what? If you are sitting here saying, oh man, I feel so bad, I feel like I'm dying, you're thinking about your funeral, you're talking about what they're going to sing at your funeral, you're planning what's going to happen to your kids when you're gone, and you're talking like that, you may not know it, but you're releasing death, you're killing yourself. It's a law of God. And you just got to figure out that it's not up to God just to move if He wills. God wills for you to be well. But there are laws that govern it. And brothers and sisters, we got to learn what they are. That's the way it works. You know, Jamie and I had a real good friend. One of Jamie's very best friends that she had was a girl that I liked. I was dating her, and when I was in Vietnam, her parents told the Red Cross that we were engaged and got me to come home. We weren't officially engaged, but they said we were. And I came home, and I was with her when she died of leukemia and strangled on her own blood. And we believed for 2 days for her to be raised from the dead. We had 4 people at her funeral in Arlington, Texas, call her back from the dead. She stood in a James Robinson crusade in front of 10,000 people and testified that God was going to raise her up. And we believed for her to be well. And she died. And you know what? I didn't understand what was going on because, man, we believed with everything. As she was dying, we were saying, man, this is it. It's got to be now. And we were rejoicing and we weren't afraid of death and we were praising God and we did everything we knew how to do. And yet she died. And everybody else involved in this said that, well, it must not be God's will because she was really a godly person and she really loved God. And if anybody ever believed, it was Debbie. And so we were just convinced that, you know, that it must not be God's will to heal. And that most of the people involved in that, Joe was involved in this, and Joe got a bad rap because he stood up and said that it wasn't God that killed her. And boy, people just persecuted him mercilessly over that. And you know what? People quit believing that it was God's will because something like that happened. And I didn't understand, but I said, I know God didn't kill this girl. That was not God's will. And I said, I don't know what the deal is. And I remember the parents of this girl talking to me. So are you saying that God isn't in control? And I said, I don't know what I'm saying. I just know that God didn't kill her. Well, are you saying, well, God's will always come? I said, I don't know the theological things. I'm just telling you, God didn't kill this girl. And there was a division and there was a lot of persecution. And you know what? It took me 3 years before I began to understand what happened. But, and I'll make this story very short. I listened to a man teach that Satan is God's messenger boy. Satan can't do anything to you unless he gets permission from God, which is not true. And because of that, he had a tape entitled Satan is God's Messenger Boy. Actually, it was a reel-to-reel tape. This was back before they had cassettes. I brought this home. I gave it to that girl. She listened to it. And on there was a testimony about a boy who was so shy that he couldn't witness. And yet he wanted to be a witness for the Lord. And so he prayed and he says, God, if you have to, give me cancer so that I could show people that I'm not afraid to die and I could be a witness and a testimony for you. And the next day, he got leukemia. And he wound up being a strong testimony to his football buddies. He died, and at his funeral, 4 people were born again. And that was on this teaching that I gave this girl. She listened to that, and she prayed the same prayer and asked God to give her cancer. And the next morning, she came down with leukemia. And so, here's one of the things that we did wrong. We thought that God used sickness and disease to glorify himself instead of it being the devil. And we opened up a door to the devil. We asked God to give her cancer. That's stupid. That's stupid. We opened up the door. Cancer came in. And then we prayed, if it be your will. You know, if we were really going to be consistent, if you ask God to give you a cancer, then don't ask him to take it away. That's double-minded. But then we started asking him to take it away and waiting on God instead of taking our authority and speaking to it. And we did a million things wrong. We didn't understand about faith. We didn't know about confession. We didn't know anything in any way. We got beat because we just literally opened up a door to the devil, and it wasn't God. And when my point in saying all of this is that, you know what, I didn't understand those things, but I just knew that God doesn't kill people like this. I found out why it was that we didn't see the healing come to pass. And because I didn't just give up on God and I came to realize the laws that govern this, our next door neighbor in Lamar, Colorado had cancer. She was a 60-something year old woman. She had leukemia, the exact same thing. And because I learned the truth, I was able to minister to her and see her healed of leukemia and totally set free from it. And I've seen a lot of people set free because I figured out that it wasn't God who failed. It's me that didn't understand. And I just kept proclaiming that it is God's will. And I've learned a lot. I haven't learned it all. I still don't understand. There's still things that happen that I don't understand. I'm not saying I got it figured out, but I figured out more than I used to. And I'm seeing better results than I used to. No, and I haven't got it all figured out, but I know I'm moving in the right direction. I hadn't arrived, but I've left. And I'm telling you that God has established laws. God has already done everything for you. It's not God who hasn't released his healing power. It's us, and I'm saying this in love. Please don't take offense, but it's us who are so dull and dumb and insensitive, and we haven't renewed our mind. We spend more time sitting in front of a TV watching As the Stomach Turns than we do reading the Word of God, and we don't know what the Word of God says, and then we are upset at God as to why things aren't working better. That's just like people sitting down saying, why don't we have electricity? And you pray for it. It's people that are praying over bare ground and saying, God, why don't I have a crop yet? And have you planted anything? And we're just thinking that prayer is going to get it. God, I believe in you that I'm getting this and I'm getting that. Can you show me a scripture that you're standing on? Have you renewed your mind? Do you have any promises? Have you figured out what the Word says? I know that this isn't something that most people like because it puts responsibility on us. And we like to just be able to live carnal and sit on the couch and just indulge our flesh and our emotions and watch things that are detrimental and then just run to God when you're in trouble. And that's a better way. You can be carnal and do it that way. I'm saying it takes some effort on your part to renew your mind, to get into the Word of God. But what I'm telling you is the truth. And it'll help you. God loves you and God has provided healing. If you aren't healed, it's not because God hasn't moved. It's because we haven't moved. It's because we aren't understanding and taking advantage. And praise God, we got to renew our mind. That's part of what we're doing with this seminar, is trying to teach you these things. Just like that woman reached out and touched the power of God, and boom, the power flowed before Jesus even had time to size her up and say, okay, I'll release my power. No, there's laws that govern how the power of God flows. And if the power of God isn't flowing, it's because you're doing something that has insulated you, that isn't conducting the power of God. And you got to change it and get yourself to where, praise God, you can be a good conductor of God's power. Amen? That's tight, but it's right. And it's meant to help you, not to hurt you. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. You know what? We could preach something else, get you all excited and emotional, but this will help you if you receive it. It'll help you. This has changed my life. I've had to grope with these things and deal with it, and praise God, it's helped. You know, tonight, if there's anybody here who doesn't know Jesus, this is wonderful.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on supernatural healing. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM239 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you as you write in to get these materials. Remember, today is our last day to offer you this teaching as a gift. But when you call or write, I'd like to encourage you to become a partner with us. You know, the things that we're doing, we're reaching people all over the world, and this is changing people's lives. I can guarantee you that the things that I said today changed millions of people's attitudes all over the world. But it cost a lot of money to do this, and there's other people that we could reach if we just were on more outlets, if we were on more times per day. We need people to stand with us, and I'd like to ask you that if you've been blessed by this ministry, then be a blessing and become a partner today.